Today is February 27th, 2019. My name is Leah Goldstone, and I'm interviewing Eunice Jewell. We're here in Dodgeville, Wisconsin, and this is an in-person interview. This is being conducted for the Madison General School of Nursing Alumni Oral History Project spanning 1905 to 1982. And for sound quality purposes, could you please say your name and spell your last name?
My name is Eunice Jewell. Jewell is spelled J-E-W-E-L-L.
Perfect. So, just describe some of your background for me.
Well, I always lived on a farm, except if you want way background, I was born at Crandon, Wisconsin. It was a farm, but we lived on Lake Matonga. But we moved to southern Wisconsin and always on a farm. And first it was Black Earth, and then it was Arena, and then it was Clyde, and then it was Cobb. And since I've been married, we live, Dodgeville is our address.
What kind of farming did you engage in when you were younger?
Growing up, we always had a dairy farm. So we grew corn and oats and hay, I guess. And since I've been married, it was never a dairy farm. We always raised hogs. Hogs is our big production thing. We had seven kids and put them all through college. But the hogs are gone now, and actually my son is farming the farm, and it's corn and beans. So that's all the animals except a dog and cats are all gone.
Gotcha. So what did anything in your background guide you towards nursing, or what did lead you that way?
Well, I had two aunts that were nurses, and I think that one aunt was my dad's sister, and she was always a favorite aunt of all of us, and as I remember, she just did private duty nursing in hospital mostly. And the other aunt was an aunt by marriage, and I think she had done more nursing programs and not directly with patients. Mm-hmm. So.
And did you, as you were young, get to see a lot of the stuff that they did, or did you just kind of know from them that that was something you were interested in?
It was just interesting. Well, my aunt Mame was always a favorite person, but I never saw either of them in their active nursing where they would work for wages or anything.
Mm-hmm. So what was your perception of nursing school before you went there?
You mean Madison General in particular? Or?
Yes.
Well, I knew of it. One of my high school classmates went to Madison General, and she'd gone to the University of Dubuque and then transferred there, or she still was apparently in the program that took her there, or took her to Madison General. And I had gone to the University of Wisconsin with a supposedly a degree in chemistry, but I decided I didn't want to be a chemist or a teacher, so I took a exam to see where I might, what would be good for me. And basically it had two things. The top thing was a physician, and I thought, well, no little farm girl is going to be a physician. And it had nursing as the second thing, and so that really convinced me that's what I should do.
And did it live up to your expectations? Were you happy with it when you went?
Well, I've never regretted it. I might have some one days, but on the whole, it provided a good education for me that I could earn money, and had seven children, and it helped me guided me through raising kids, having babies and raising kids.
So, what years did you attend Madison General?
Well, I'm not sure.
Just even roughly, if you can remember.
Well, I graduated from high school in 43, and I think I graduated from nurses training in 49. So the last 3 years have been 46 to 49, I guess.
Perfect. And what were your first impressions of Madison when you moved there for school?
Well, I think I knew Madison pretty well, and but I had always felt that Madison was up and coming city, and it didn't have a bad name, and I knew families that lived there, and I the lakes always intrigued me. And used to go there to theaters sometimes. It was good. So probably out of other things, but right now that's. They had museums too, and I always liked museums.
And had you visited Madison a lot when you were younger, before you went there for school?
Well, I've been there quite a bit as a little girl when we lived at Black Earth, that was close to Madison, and we used to go there, and we would go to Vilas Park and just more that type of thing. That was Deep Depression, so we didn't do much shopping. It was just more for leisure time, I guess.
And how large was your class size? Roughly.
I was afraid you'd ask me that. I would guess we were 15 to 17 people, but
So relatively small then.
relatively small. Yeah, we knew each other, went to each other's homes.
And did you live in the dorms?
Yes, first we lived in building, I'll say it was called Russ Harrow.
Could you spell that for me, actually? I had a couple other people mention that, and I wasn't
I
sure how to
think it's
spell.
rest, like REST, and I think it's HARROW.
Okay, perfect.
And that was quite a, it was a big house that was remodeled for students, and I think it had 3 floors, and we got it was a good place to get acquainted. We had a house mother, and her name was Miss Seidel, and she always watched us pretty close that no men came up in our rooms or anything. And then we moved, and just it was just around the corner. I think it was on whatever was around the corner from McConnell Hall. And then we moved to McConnell Hall, and most of the students, nursing students, were there. And then they were overcrowded, and so some of us, I think they could trust. We moved to the hospital annex, and so we lived in the hospital annex probably for a year. And so there were, I think, maybe 4 or 5 of us, and women interns lived there too, and also a lady who worked in the office. Her name was Kai Oman, and she was disabled in some manner, and I don't remember how it was, but she kind of took us under her wing and pretended she was our house mother. So we met with her and confided in her, and she was a good person to have there for us.
And while you were in McConnell Hall, what were some of like the recreational activities that you did with your friends?
Well, the only a lot of girls played bridge. I mean, but I wasn't among them. And they did have a dance, I think maybe it was just once a year. And that was a big deal. And I remember I was going steady and engaged to my husband-to-be, and he had a lot of friends, and there were girls that didn't have dates, so I remember one time in particular he brought up like five friends for girls that didn't have dates, and so that was kind of fun.
Mm-hmm. So kind of moving towards your training aspect of school, just describe some of like the technical training that you had. Like, what were your classes like?
Well, when we first went, of course, it was more, I'm sure it was a name to it, but it was more nursing directly. You know, we learned how to take pulses and blood pressures and charting and doing accurate, that being accurate. And when we first went on the floor, we took care of flowers. We took care of plants and flowers that were set out at night, and we had to water them and take them back to the patients. So that was our first jobs. And then the first real job that I had, I'm remembering that another girl and I were were a couple of girls. I mean, anyway, she was about the youngest, and I know I was the oldest because I'd been out 3 years before I went in nurse's training. But anyway, we had to clean a bed. That was our first job. And so we very diligently cleaned this bed, and there were little round coil or springs, little circles, and we took Q-tips and cleaned inside of the spring, so I know there wasn't a bug left on it when we got through. And then I had heard that there'd been a person with some contagious disease in there. And so I said, if they had a contagious disease, this bed should go outdoors in the sun for a while. So they let me put it out in the sun for a while. Anyway, I guess it was pretty well sterilized by the time a patient got in it. And I think that was just the beginning. What was the end of your question? Or
just kind of what you remember about your classes, kind of like what
training. Oh, in my classes. Mm-hmm. Well, we had the main nurse, and I'm sure she had a title. We didn't really like her. But I think she taught us well. And she, you know, taught us how to do the, you know, like pulse and blood pressure and that kind of thing. And we were told that our hair couldn't be hanging on our collars. We had to have our hair off our collars, and it could either be cut short or in a hairnet or in braids. And my hair was long too, but I usually wore mine in braids, so that was what I did. And then afterwards, our teachers, is that what I...
Yeah.
Anyway, then we had... Well, I think this one particular nurse did teach us, you know, how to give baths and bedpans and to chart. And we were kind of spooked at times. Sometimes we got patients that had syphilis or something that we didn't want to catch and had hardly heard about, you know, but we dealt with it and I guess did okay. And then, of course, we had OB, and I was like that one incident, and I was thinking about before you came that there was, most of the doctors were from Madison, but there was this young doctor from Mount Horb, and he had this patient that was delivering, and it delivered chin first and started crying with only his chin out and his lungs working. And he was spooked and we were all spooked. And very fortunately, there was a doctor, Dr. Leonard, that was a specialist in OB, was in the hospital. So he knew how to deliver for this delivery. So I always had a good feeling toward Dr. Leonard that he... You know, knew that a specialist had their purpose. And then we had surgery, of course. Is this where you want me to go?
Yeah, no, you're doing great.
Anyway, I always enjoyed surgery. And there was a doctor, usually the patient's doctor, and he had a... doctor that always, two doctors always worked together, and they had, the resident was there and then interns were there, and there were so many the doctors around the table that anyway, one time when it was just one doctor and I was the scrub nurse, and he put out his hand for the next instrument, and I plopped a supposed to smack him good, you know. And he said, I didn't want this damn thing. And he threw it at me and hit me. And I started to cry. And much later, he apologized. He wasn't very quick on the draw for that. But I did like surgery. You know, I like to see what was happening inside of the body and what they did.
And this was all while you were a student?
That's all I was when a student. Wow. And of course, we always had injuries and people that came from just off the street, you know. And then one thing, while I was a student, we were always supposed to see an autopsy. And it just... And I don't remember how that was selected for us to see. Of course, you know, wasn't the usual thing. Anyway, this one patient I had taken care of the night before and visited with her and talked to her about her family. And the next morning, Miss Barker, you have to go watch this autopsy. And it was this lady. It was very difficult, even as I think of it today. That I just visited with her, and then at the autopsy, this is the only part I really remember, but the first thing the intern would do, he put the lid up of her eye and said, blue eyes. So that apparently was the first part of an autopsy, is to know what color the patient's eyes were. And we had children, and I liked that, but it sort of spooked me because you know, they had their life ahead of them, and some of them were really sick. And I do remember one little boy, and I came in and he said, "Miss Barker, I love you." So I guess the feeling was mutual. And the kind of patients, I guess that's kind of what I... Was there any other part that I maybe should...
You covered a lot. Thank you for that. Is there anything else that you can remember that kind of sticks out to you about just your training or anything?
Let's see. Well, one thing they said that you had to do it three times before you would remember it. And I think I kind of felt that was true. We did live in the, or I think I said in the annex for a while, and which was just a couple doors from the hospital. And once in a while, some visitors would happen to come up the annex and where our rooms were, but it was not a big deal. And let's see, I wrote some notes. I don't know if any... Oh, I can't read them. One thing, we weren't supposed to work for wages. That was... I could go home and milk cows. Before I went into nurse's training, I worked for a photographer in Dodge, and I was his colorist, but that was before the time that you took pictures. It was all black and white. And so anyway, they had what they call brown tone, I think, or gold tone, something like that. And that was a new thing, but you painted and you give, color of eyes and cheeks. And one thing we did do that you had to be very, and which wasn't in nursing at all, but this was a pretty well-known photographer, and servicemen would come, and they'd have their ribbons. And I remember you had to be so careful you had the right colors in the right places on the ribbons. So, anyway, then leading from that, and at Madison General, we weren't supposed to work, but my family didn't give me a lot of extra money so to do things, and it was getting Christmas time, and I was on State Street, and I noticed a photographer's window that said colorless needed. So I went in and applied for the job. Told him I was kind of limited to when I could work, but anyway, I did work there. Of course, I didn't tell the people at the hospital, and I remember the one thing I got my mom was a little end table, and I still have it. Another thing I could tell about when I was there, my dad died when I was in nurse's training, and that, of course, was difficult for me, but they stopped classes till I came back, and so I thought that was really generous of them, they didn't say you have time off for the funeral or can stay a week, and I don't remember what I did stay, but I know it was probably over a week I stayed, and they stopped classes for me, so
wow.
Or stopped classes for everybody, and so that was generous of them. And any more follow-up questions?
Were there any like faculty members that you remember in particular that kind of affected your school in like some way?
Faculty members.
Yeah, like any teachers
Yeah.
or.
Well, this gal that was kind of on our, not top of our list, her name was Miss Sablocki. And, you know, maybe it's because she just made us do things we didn't want to do. But anyway, I think she was from from Milwaukee, and I think her brother was some kind of political person. And then another one we really liked was Miss Sabatka. And afterwards there was some big event and she came back and we just all claimed her. And the head of the nurses was Miss Collings, and she was always said what we could do and what we couldn't do. And one thing we couldn't do, if we had ice cream, we must never lick it. We had to bite it. Anyway, they would sit at one end of the dining room, and the rest, you know, it'd be students and other staff people would sit otherwise. We had to behave. But one thing about the dining, when we lived in the annex, we had the kitchen was just two floors down, so we'd go down and in the evening, and the residents and interns were down there, and we'd eat and visit and tell jokes and whatever, talk about patients probably. And Miss Evans was the head of the, directly head of the nursing group, and I think we always respected her. She was pleasant and she had authority, but anyway, we liked her. And we got acquainted with, you know, the staff that was cleaning the floors, and you know, we didn't really feel we were above them. And so then one time, we had the physicals, you know, once a year or twice a year or something, and my blood count, my white blood count was really high. And of course, we all shared that with each other. Interns were joking that maybe you should take my appendix out or something. Within a week, I had appendicitis. And so I had emergency surgery. And during the surgery, I said, then they gave me a spinal, so I was awake through it. And I said to the anesthetist, "I got this funny pain in my chest." And so she gave me more oxygen. And later I found out why I had this funny pain in my chest. The intern that was scrubbed in always put his elbow on the patient's chest so he could sort of relax at the table, I guess. But I found out why I had that chest pain. So let's see. Any more questions, I
Oh,
guess?
yeah. I always wait just to see if there's anything else. Could you describe any like ceremonies that you had while you were in school that you can remember? Like any kind of, I don't know, just like ritual things that you guys would do as
Well, one of the
students?
big things was our capping ceremony. And we got our caps. And so then we could wear them. We were. And what they did is, and I don't remember how long, what the time event was before we got our caps, but we were, I guess we were probies before, and then we got our caps. And then as we were seniors, we got a black band to put around the, or to put on our caps. And I always kind of felt bad because every school of nursing has their cap, and a lot of schools of nursing would get the band when they graduated. But when we graduated, we took had to take ours off. And oh darn, I wish it was still there. And when we first went in nurses training, they took us to a shoe store down on State Street, and we were not told exactly what shoe to get, but it was the general idea of what we should get. And of course, we had to pay for them ourselves. But, and another, speaking of pay, the class before, or several classes before me, there was a cadet nurses program, and the nurses got a stipend, and I think it was, in my memory, it was like $18 a month, so that was pretty special. And if I'd gone into nurses program in the 3 years that I had been out of high school, I would have been good. I probably can't even tell you the answer. Or was I where I needed to go on? Or
yeah, I was just, if there was anything else that you would want to describe about your time in Madison that stuck out to you.
Well, I think our group were, and maybe all the groups were close, and we would do things together, and we were not to ever go overnight without telling them where we were and not having permission from our parents to go. And so we basically had everybody could go anywhere but our classmates, and we would visit them. But, and I do remember that I did some visiting. I had an uncle that had died in Freeport, and I went to his funeral. Then afterwards, I had a day or so off and went back. And my aunt wasn't the best housekeeper, so I helped her clean her house. And so, I guess that's all I can think of for that.
Great. So tell me a little bit about your career in nursing after you graduated.
Well, I'll lead up to that. When I was engaged to be married, and I had a job in Dodgeville at St. Joseph's Hospital. But when I got, after I'd had my state boards, and with my state board, and I know I had got the best of all my classmates. You know, we had to compare our scores. But in mine, there was also an invitation to apply for a job. And I often wondered what that job might have been. But, of course, I was going to get married, and I had a job already. So it was, just remembering it, it was kind of intriguing, you know, what, and because nobody else got this invitation, it was just me. Anyway, but so what I did, I worked at St. Joe's and they especially wanted somebody in OB, and so although I did some floor duty, it was mostly OB, and they also wanted me for surgery, because I had my senior period I'd spent in surgery. But I did floor duty, and I wasn't Catholic, and I'd never worked with the nuns before, but they were nice, and we were good friends. But you know, it was a little different because their life was different than mine. And then the other hospital in Dodge was the general hospital, and getting back. So then I did go to, they were begging me to come and help. And actually, when I was there, I don't think it was when I first went, but then I was, I had some kind of title that made me charge nurse of nursing, director of nurses, I guess it was. And I did, and then when I was there, when I first went, they had a retired lady that was a doctor of anesthesiology, and she taught me the ins and outs of anesthetics, and so I gave anesthetics there for quite some time, or maybe as long as I was there, I don't remember. I did all of this kind of between babies, and then I guess maybe I had retired from there and decided that I could go back in nursing, and my mom was a patient at Bloomfield Manor, which is a nursing home, and so they were desperate for nurses too, and so I went to work there. One little funny thing, family funny thing, when I said, well, you know, I said, we really didn't need the money. And I said, what to my, I had two, or I had seven kids, but there were two younger girls at that time that were still in grade school, I think. And so my youngest daughter said, well, maybe you could buy some more food. And I said, oh, that sounds like a good idea. I can get more fresh fruit and everything. And later she confessed to me that she meant maybe I'd get more pretzels and candy and that kind of thing. So I did work there for quite a while. And I was a charge nurse, but I wasn't aiming for anything but more. It was good to work when my mom was there. Could see her every day, and I usually planned my meals so I could eat with her, and so that was good. And I think as in the community, I was, something in nursing, I can't remember what it was. I wasn't a county nurse, but it was in a homemaker's. I was, I think, health officer or something like that. So was that the question?
Yeah, no, perfect. What were some of like your most memorable moments as a nurse, if you can remember any that stick out?
My most memorable moments as a nurse. So many of them. I mean, and I think maybe I've even mentioned some as just the gratitude of patients that they have. Some spoken and some unspoken. And I don't think any world news making, nothing is just. And then I know people would call me when after I was retired and, you know, what do you think about this? Or what do you think about that? And, so even in retirement, I guess people still look for my advice or opinion.
Mm-hmm. And what advice would you give to, like, nursing students now or in the future?
Well, I would guess that most nursing students probably just think of a job with maybe locally and caring for patients, and it certainly has its rewards. But I'm thinking sort of two things that one of my granddaughters started out as a nurse. Don't know if she ever quite got there, but she is now a physician, so she it was sort of a stepping stone. And I remember one time being on a plane and talking to a man, and, you know, what do you do? And, oh, I was a nurse. And he said, you know, I was a nurse. And anyway, he also had started out as a nurse and then turned to be a doctor. And I think he was a doctor of pediatrics or something, he said. And my granddaughter is just a general practitioner. So anyway, I guess if they have ideas that they might specialize, I think that's good. You know, if they plan to do like community nurse or local community nursing, or maybe in the community, of course, there's nurses that go out in the community, and I had kind of thought of that. And be like a county nurse or something, but I didn't do it. So, and I guess I would just say follow your interest and what you're interested in, and just use that as your guide.
And what last question? What do you miss most about being at Madison General?
What, Madison General? Mm. Well, you know, Madison General today and Madison General is quite a different thing. And I remember one time I visited a relative who was there, and we always gave our patients back rubs. And she was kind of a heavy woman, and she perspired, and she just wasn't comfortable. And I said, do they give you back rubs? And no, nobody ever even offered. So I went to the nurse's station, and I said, when I was here, we gave back rubs if they needed it. So they started giving her back rubs. So, this isn't what... But it's a good tip. My son was traveling with his wife, and her mother was away from home, and they were visiting her, and then she had to go to the hospital. And Afterwards, he said, when you go to the hospital, and I can't think of the exact term he used, but he said, be sure you've got an advocate there with you. So, and apparently they were going to send her home without reading all the documents and so forth. So I think nurses quite often would get the job as being an advocate if they were among them. So, and I don't remember, I think I got swayed from my question, but
it's all right.
Anyway.
Do you have anything else, like in your notes or anything that you wanted to share before I conclude the interview?
Let me see. I'm not a good writer. I try to print it so it'll be plainer. Just one of my things I didn't mention, the doctor was always much higher than the nurse. And if we were at a charting or nurse's station and people you were charting, if a doctor came, you stood up until he told you you could sit down. But I think it's changed. I know it's changed. Anyway, That was the law, you know. The doctors were the higher ups, and we were pretty low on the totem pole. I've got death here, and I can't remember, but I was... I guess I know deaths were always difficult. So, grieved with the family, But anyway, tell me your question again.
Oh, I was just asking if there was anything else you wanted to add.
If there was anything else. No, one thing we did do, and I put a kink in it, but... I don't know if this was once a week, or I don't think it was every morning, but we would get together and sing hymns. And I think it was Miss Sabatka that was, you know, that was her duty to choose the hymns. And anyway, I am not a singer, but I always liked to sing, and I liked hymns. And so I complained that she just had us sing the first verse and then we'd go on to another one. So I said, well, I wish we'd sing, you know, all the verses or most of them. And so she reluctantly did it and complained about it. But I said, if we get up to sing, why don't we do more one verse and run away? So...
Great.
But it was a good Madison General. I don't have any complaints. So that was a good opportunity for me to learn, and I think I did well, and I think I told, maybe I didn't, that they said that that the students from university always got the top grades, but Madison General was always second. So I guess we were well taught.
Great. Well, if that is all that you'd like for this interview, I'll conclude this one. And just so you know, and for the record, I'll be contacting you with release forms. And if there's anything else you can think of, we can talk about doing another kind of shorter follow-up interview. But thank you for letting me interview you today. So today is June 14th. My name is Leah Goldstone, and I'm interviewing Eunice Jewell. This is a follow-up phone interview being conducted for the Madison General School of Nursing Alumni Oral History Project 1905 to 1982. So what do you remember about the Cadet Nurses Program?
About the nursing program?
The Cadet Nurses Program.
Ask me the question again, please.
Sorry. What do you remember about the Cadet Nurses Program?
Oh, well, I missed it. I was jealous. I couldn't. I was, to give you the background, I was the oldest in my class, and one of my high school classmates was in it, and she had gone to University of Dubuque, and then with it she graduated with a bachelor's degree. And I had gone to the University of Wisconsin, and I had also done some other work that didn't relate in any way. I painted pictures, or I painted, worked for a photographer, and they didn't have colored pictures in those days. So anyway, this friend of mine that went to the University of Duke, she was in the Cadet Nurses Program. And because she went there and she graduated and she had a bachelor's degree. However, I missed out, so I finally went to her. It was a year or two after her, I can't remember which it was, and I had an RN, which I was pretty proud of.
So the Cadet Nurses Program was also a degree program, unlike the nursing program you had?
Well, because she had gone to the University of Dubuque, and somehow it related to the graduating from Madison General to the University of Dubuque, so she got a degree.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay, did your family or like friends have any opinions or feelings about you going to nursing school, or was it just general accepting?
Well, I think I had nurses on both sides of my mom's side and my dad's side in my heritage, and they were very well thought of, so that was my going there, I'm sure, was very positive for both my mom and dad.
So earlier in our first interview, you said that you weren't interested in pursuing any job like as a physician versus a nurse. Was work as a physician widely available for women at the time that you went, or was it mostly just nursing that women went into?
Well, when I was in nurses training, I don't remember there being any faculty that were women of doctors. However, this is a little sideline, but there were a few of us that the nursing echelon, I guess I'll say. The gals that were head of the nursing program, they trusted two of us that they didn't keep in the dormitory, so we didn't have to check in and check out because they assumed we weren't drinkers or whatever. And so we lived in the hospital annex, and in the room across from where my coworker, another student and I lived, where there was a doctor to be, an intern, I guess you'd call it, an intern and an extern, and I never really knew what the extern was, but she was studying to be a doctor too. And they lived in the room across from us, but there were no physicians on staff that were women, and there were no, outside of her, those two girls were the only, I'll say student positions, whatever they were called, mm-hmm. interns, I guess, intern and extern. Otherwise, it was all men.
And I guess another question I have, kind of on that same note, were there any men who would want to enlist in the nursing school, or was it, I'm sure at the time it was all women, but do you know of any men who were kind of wanting to train in that?
Well, as far as I know, there were no men that were in our class or in the class before us or the class after us, and then it wasn't very long until they did join. But there was one man that was a registered nurse. He was considerably older than we were, and I don't remember where he might have taken his nurse's training, but he was the only male registered nurse that I, that was involved when we were in school.
Mm-hmm. And was that a staff member?
Yes, it was a staff member. He was a staff member, right.
Gotcha. All right. And I know you said that you missed the cadet nurses program just because you, because of timing, but what were the perceptions of World War II while you were in school? Was it still kind of a topic of interest, or were you mostly just focused on your schooling?
Oh, it was very different. Definitely a topic of interest. Everybody had relatives that were in the service, relatives or boyfriends.
What would you talk about kind of surrounding it? What was the mood on campus?
What was your question?
What would you talk, if you were talking about it with your friends or just discussing it with people, what kind of things would you talk about during your school life?
You mean not necessarily anybody being in service, just whatever we talked about?
Yeah, just what you guys would talk about as students on a college campus about World War II.
Well, I can't think of any specific, but I'm sure we were very, very interested in some, and I know some of my classmates did join the Army Nurses Corps after we graduated, and I think maybe some of us thought about it, but most of us were engaged at that time. Mm-hmm. Our lives took us otherwhere.
Mm-hmm. All right. right? And kind of on that note, do you feel like any part of your nursing career changed significantly as the years passed, or like your role as a nurse, or do you feel like your role pretty much stayed the same throughout the years that you worked?
I think personally, I was engaged, and so I had my husband-to-be lived, Dodgeville was his address, and so I looked for a job in Dodgeville, and so I've often wondered what it meant, but with my grades from when I took my final nursing exam or whatever it was called, there was a little note in it that they wanted me to apply for a job with the state. And I often wondered what the job was, and I was the only one of our graduating class that got this offer. So I figured I did pretty good on the exam. That was just a guess. Mm-hmm. But I felt it was kind of an honor.
Mm-hmm. No, that sounds like a really amazing opportunity. During your career, especially kind of towards the end, technology really kind of blew up into the medical scene. Did you really feel the impact of kind of the technology boom, or was your role mostly just the same throughout that?
Well, I think I felt that there was just a lot of advancements and things that were changing maybe every day. Probably not quite that real, but there were big changes in the since I had started, and I felt they were, going to continue.
Mm-hmm. And on that note too, could you clarify your birth date and the years you are at Madison General, and then how many years or what year you stopped working as a nurse?
Would I clarify my birth date? Was that the first thing?
Yeah.
It was November the 3rd, 1925.
1925, all right. And then what years?
So I was the oldest one in my class.
Huh. Did you just apply later, or was it just because of your birthday that you happen to be older than everyone?
Oh, I just applied later because maybe told this, but the first year I got out of high school, we were farmers, and my dad wasn't well, and so I stayed at home and helped milk cows and probably did field work and then my dad and mom bought a smaller farm that he could manage, and so I just did that the first year,
mm-hmm.
or after graduation. And then then I went to university 1 year, and I took chemistry. What all of my inputs or not, but I took chemistry. My brother had started in Platteville, and chemistry was his major. But he would have been drafted, so he quit college and he got a farm draft or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so he, stayed at home and worked. And so when I went to the university, I guess I liked chemistry, but after I got into it, I decided, A, I didn't want to be a chemist, and B, I didn't want to teach, so I better get I better decide something different.
Mm-hmm. Well, that makes sense. So which years were you studying at Madison General?
Well, I graduated. I could go backwards. I graduated in 49.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was 3 years, so I suppose I started in 46.
Great. And then which year did you retire from nursing?
I think I retired when I was 63. So I just add that to 25. Whatever.
Yeah, I can do the math later. No worries. So my last question for you is, what was the transition like from being a student nurse to a full-time professional?
Would you ask that question again?
Sure. What was the transition like from being a student nurse to being a full-time professional nurse?
That's kind of a tough question to ask. One of the things, when I graduated, I worked at St. Joseph's Hospital in Dodgeville at that time. And it was staffed by nuns. And I wasn't Catholic, so I wasn't acquainted to nuns at all. I wasn't antagonistic toward them, but it was just, you know, it was a different... culture, maybe you'd say.
Mm-hmm.
And they had pretty much control of, I think they were, I have nothing against them anyway, I mean, but they were the bosses.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, I mean, maybe it was just a step different, because after I worked there for a while, and then I worked in another hospital in Dodgeville, which was called the General Hospital, and there the staff nurses had the authority, you know, one of them, and it was me for a while, was the director of nurses. So it was quite a change,
mm-hmm.
more of a change to go to the second hospital than it was to the first, because someone else at the Catholic hospital, St. Joe's, there, you did what the nun said.
Mm-hmm. And did you feel that your education at Madison General really helped you kind of get through those transitions?
Oh yes. I thought it was top of the line. There were other nurses that came pretty much at the same time I did, and I felt my education was just as good, or maybe a little superior.
Good. Well, that's all the questions that I have for you, but I know that you mentioned that you had some notes. If you want to share any of those, please feel free.
Well, there's a couple things, and I had it written, and I thought I just had it here, and I've been fooling with my papers. So one of the things, when I was in nurses training, my dad died. And they quit the class for me. They were kind of anxious for me to come back, but you know, when it's a family member that dies, you want to do more than just go to the funeral.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, however long I was out, which I'm sure was at least a week, and maybe it was more, and they had one of my classmates call me and say, "When are you coming back?" But anyway, they did stop classes.
Wow, That's incredible.
Because of my dad's death and my going to the funeral, which in hindsight, I thought that was pretty special.
Yeah, definitely.
Another thing I had, I don't know if this fits in with your questions, but I don't know if it was a yearly affair, but there was a big dance when I was in nurses' training.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing I remembered mostly about it, because most all of the nurses had dates and could come, but there were a few nurses that didn't have dates. And my boyfriend at the time, and I was already engaged to him, so it was, you know. But anyway, he had lots of friends, so I said, would some of these friends like to come to the dance too, and I can get them a date? So there was probably, well, I'll say four friends of his came, and I found dates for them.
That's a funny story. Well, great. Was there any other little details or anecdotes that you'd like to share before we conclude this interview?
Well, there was one thing. I don't know. Did you have where I stayed and started out at, I can't even say the name.
Was it the dormitory?
Yeah, it was a dormitory, but it was not.
Was it Rest Harrow?
Rest Harrow, I guess that's what it was called.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, there was one of the nurses, I think it was every morning before we went to school, or can you wait just a second?
Yeah, sure.
My doorbell is ringing.
Sure.
Thank you. Anything else? You know, there may have been some, you can look out there. I think they may have sent some out. I have Meals on Wheels delivered to me. I just arrived. So, anyway, I was saying about this morning sing, and one of the staff nurses was the one that directed it. I don't know if she was a physician or not. But anyway, I think maybe we sang hymns. You know, just one hymn. One verse of one hymn every morning. And I said, I was maybe the complainer, but I said, here we get up to sing. We just sing one verse. And she was really, didn't like the idea, but I guess the others did. So afterwards, we sang the whole hymn. So I like that, but I don't think she did. So I guess I don't know, and I told you I couldn't know about my dad dying and the whole class was, you know, they just waited till I returned before we returned to classes, which I thought was really, really good. So I was wondering, when you get this all written up, will you give a copy to those of us that told you stories?
Yeah, sure. So as of now, I'll just conclude like my question interviews. And we also will send a release form. And in it, I can give you some details, just like a little note of like we're putting together transcripts, so we could be able to send those to you once you sign the release form that we have and send it back to us. So yeah, that's not a problem at all. And then I can also just keep you updated. Either me or my boss can keep you updated on what has come out or what our plans are for the stories, because we don't have it solid yet, but we're just compiling still. But yeah, I'll add a note to say
that. So how many of you are working on this?
Well, it's just me doing the interviews as far as I know. They might transfer it over in a little bit, but I have like my boss and then the transcribers and other people working just on the team in general.
I've enjoyed giving my story.